I hope everyone had a great holiday. I'd like to welcome everybody to our bi-weekly meeting, January 9th, 2020. That's getting remembered to say. I want to write 19 all the time. I'd like to open up the with prayer from Pastor Walmack, please.
May we begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day, and as we gather together, we do pray for Chaplain Snodgrass, who had a procedure done today in the hospitals, why he's unable to be here today. So we pray for him and his recovery. But Father, we pray for this township, our community. We thank you, Father, for our trustees and elected officials, fiscal officer. Lord, I pray that you would work through them, and may your Holy Spirit minister to them. Give them discernment in their decision-making. May they serve with integrity and transparency, accountability, and honesty. And Father, we're thankful for each of them. And Lord, I pray for the meeting tonight, that your Holy Spirit would minister here. We ask you to be with our first responders while they're out keeping us safe. We thank you, Father, for the first responders here in Franklin Township and the county, the city, throughout the state, and our country. And while we're at it, Father, mm-hmm. we ask your blessing upon our armed forces, every branch that keeps this nation the great nation that it is. Now, Lord, in regards to tonight's meeting, we ask your blessing upon it. We thank you for this community. We thank you for our leaders. And we ask your blessing upon them and this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
We could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Warren, will you lead us, please?
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If I could have a roll call, please.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. We're going to do a swearing in of Mr. Horn for his next term. So if we could, Lisa, I'll turn it over to you.
We have Ralph's family Bible.
And then, Pastor, I think you're going to come up as well. Do you guys want to step up here to the front of the table, Mr. Horn, or side right there, wherever you want to be, everyone can see?
I'll let Lisa and the pastor kind of direct it. You're however they want to do.
How do you want to do it, sir?
That's fine. Just
hold it
right here.
Yeah.
Okay, this is fine.
Slices of peanut, put some blood on there. I got a township map behind him.
Okay. Stands in there.
Now they're going to scoot across.
I'll step over to the
Says, say, I, Ralph Horn.
I, Ralph Horn.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and you will, in all respects, obey, comply with the resolutions and rules and regulations as set forth by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, and will faithfully discharge the duties of your office.
I will.
Thank you, Ralph.
I thought he was going to repeat it.
Now, Ralph has also asked me to pray for him. May we pray for Ralph. Father, I thank you for this man, and we ask you, Father, you would minister to him, minister through him, that he would lead here in the township with integrity, transparency, professionalism, accountability, and respect. I thank you for this man, and now, Lord, we ask that you would use him in this community for its best efforts, for its best interests in mind. And I pray these things over this man in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
And I just wanted to tell everyone, I brought my grandmother and hand me down to my mom, the old Bible, family Bible.
Amen.
And I think it's a great honor, and I appreciate every township resident that puts her confidence in me, and I look forward to a great next 4 years with everyone. So thank you very much, and I do appreciate all the support that everyone has given me. Thank you very much.
Okay, the next one is a motion to do your meeting minutes.
Jim. I don't know if they
don't
hold you. Jim, that's a booster seat for you to get you along.
That makes it a little wider.
Okay, if I could have a motion to approve the following meeting minutes, special meeting on November 25th, December 9th, December 12th, and December 30th, special quarterly meeting, meeting on December 9th, regular meeting on December 12th. If there's no further questions, if I could have a second, please.
I'll second.
Okay, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Are we moving to old? Okay.
Old business.
Gotcha. I'm with you. So before we, I turn this over to you, Lisa. This is a part of our meeting where, as chairman of the board for the past year, I will be turning it. It will be go to a vote for whoever's going to be next. And we're kind of, it's good to rotate it out every year. One of the things, I've been a trustee now 6 years, and it's been a pleasure working with the two of you. It's been a team effort. And I believe in the way that we rotate out, as each person has an opportunity to lead us in our meetings and et cetera, and represent the township, it gives each of us strength rather than just have one person for a long set of time. So there is extra due diligence that you do as chairman and et cetera. So I look at us as a team effort. So we work together. So it's been an honor to serve Franklin Township as your, not just your as a trustee, but as the chairman. And Lisa, I will now turn it over to you.
Thank you, board. Good evening, board of trustees and Mark Fox and residents. At this time, we will be reorganizing the board for 2020. I am going to open the nominations for the 2020 chairman of the board. Do I have any nominations, please?
I would like to nominate Ari Alex.
Is there any other further?
I'd like to nominate John Fleshman.
Okay, is there any others? I'd like to close the nominations for the 2020 chairman of the board and take...
Now, this is for the chairman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this
for
is...
For the chairman?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is for the chairman.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I thought you said the vice chairman.
Okay. No, no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not yet.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Jump the gun there.
So can I have there's one nomination for the 2020 chairman of the board, and that's Ari Alex. Can I have a vote? Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ari?
Yes. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, our 2020 chairman of the board of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, is Ari Alex. And now I open up the nominations for 2020 vice chairman of the board.
I would nominate
Are there any
John
nominations?
John Fletcher.
John?
Sorry.
Is there any other nominations, please? With that, I will close the nominations for 2020 vice chairman of the board. We'll take a vote for John Fleshman as vice chair for 2020. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our 2020 vice chairman of the board is John Fleshman. So, let that be said, gentlemen. Change seats.
At this point, Mark, if we could do a picture group shot
as everybody takes the new board for 2020. And
I should hand it to you.
John, you are the vice chair, so you're on the right.
We're just going to stay on this side.
Stay,
Ralph doesn't want to move.
Yeah.
Ralph don't want to move. Okay,
we're
so
good.
John there.
We're good.
Okay.
The leftover right?
Yep. Okay. That's always a familiar issue.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
What if I want to
hide?
You could. Son of a weapon might kill me.
Okay, gentlemen.
I don't know where her camera. There it is, camera.
This way.
Come on. Oh, you got to swipe to get it to the camera.
I'd like to get a picture of
you guys won that one.
Oh, now it's back to me.
I'll get it and get it.
I don't
to
want
her.
My picture. You don't want me. You have to put that up in the barn.
I'll get it later. Yeah, she's got it, though.
Okay, she's got it.
There you go.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay.
That looks good.
At this time, I turn the 2020 meeting back over to our new chairman, Ari Alex.
Thank you, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
So I just take a
point of personal privilege, thank my fellow trustee John Fleshman for doing a great job this last year. I thought we, as he said, I thought we've done a great job as a team. And I think I'm very excited to have Ralph back on board this new term. And I think 2020 is going to be a great year for our township. And looking forward to working with everyone, our fiscal office, all of our department heads, and serving the residents as best we can. So
sure.
I think it's going to be a fun year and look forward to working with everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with Laura Esterline. I'll invite you up to talk about township properties.
Yeah, we have a chair for Laura. You're just going to stand
I'm okay.
There.
Yeah, I'd rather. Thank you. Laura Esterline, broker REMAX, Keep It 100. I want to first go over, and I'll try to do these. You guys will have to correct me and make sure I'm doing the right form.
Okay.
We had previously 1884 Little in contract. I would like to have to do a motion to extend this to the January 31st date.
Okay.
Yeah. That's 1884 Little. We're going to extend the contract to January 31st.
Or longer if the board chooses.
The contract as far as... I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
The contract as far as listing it, I mean, as far as... Is there a deal on it, or are you asking...
No, it's in contract, and he was...
Okay. He's wanting to extend it.
I just want to give him a little bit more time
we
to come to the table.
We passed a resolution, 272, to accept the offer. So I think
so we just need
asking.
To extend... We just
We're just extending the contract time.
Until what date?
January, the end of January.
31st.
Okay.
31st, 2020.
Robin, you and Laura kind of discussed a few of them, and you're keeping track. I'll move ahead there. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll entertain a motion to extend the contract on, what was the address on Little?
The address is 1884 Little.
1884 Little through January 31st, 2020. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there a second on the motion?
I'll second.
There's a second from John Fleshman. Are there any comments or questions?
No.
The board? I'll move to close the motion and ask for a roll call.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to move to 125 Florence Avenue. We currently have that property listed. It is a community garden, so I would like to have a motion to unlist the property and keep it as a community garden.
Is there a discussion from the board?
Yes. Yes. Currently that we're using that, are they wanting to continue to use that?
I believe they had planted in it last year.
They did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think it was just an oversight that we actually put this on.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of work went into that, Mr. Chairman, for us to be able to get that up and running. I'd hate to see us take that and sell it.
I agree. Well,
we have buyers, but the community is saying they want that garden.
So then I would like to make a motion that we continue the garden as we have in the past and to take that off of the list.
So there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
We have discussed that with the community.
Yes. We would need to amend because they're
not
listed on the resolution.
The reason I'm asking is I have
273.
Okay.
So we would just need to amend resolution 270 to remove.
So for point of clarification, the motion by Trustee Fleshman will be an amendment to resolution number
19-273
to remove that listing. Is that a friendly amendment?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And Mr. Horn, is there a second from you?
Second.
I'd like to call for a roll call vote.
Okay, Ralph.
Yes.
Oh, Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Gotta get used to going
after John. I know, I'm always used to going after John here. Okay. Miss Esterline, what else do you have for us?
Oh, yeah, I got some great stuff.
Okay.
I have one comment, and this doesn't have to be amendment or resolution. We received the offer on, you guys can tell me where to frame it. 1091 Sears at...
Searles.
Okay. Yeah.
Searles.
Okay.
Yep.
I have trouble with that.
Searles
Avenue. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we received the offer for $3,000. Mm-hmm. They put 24 hours on the offer. The offer did time out, but I legally have to say that we had received an offer on it. I encourage them to present another offer and to put time frames that work for us in the offer for the board, and they haven't come back yet. But we did receive one. They put 24 hours on it, and it timed out.
As I recall, Laura, that's a small house there, isn't it?
That's a small lot.
Small lot.
Yeah.
Is it a fair cost?
I know we had a house.
Is that the one that had that brick house on it right there?
Just as you start to go around the bend on the left, right?
Yeah.
My best guesstimate, we have it at $7,500. Let's see if we can get him back up on it. He did say that he wanted to rethink about it and come back with another offer. So, but I do have to say, since we've received the offer, it has to be legally, from real estate standpoint, we have to say that we did get an offer.
Okay.
And we can move to good, great news. So we have received 4 offers. We'll run through them real quick. 3303 Brookside Boulevard is currently listed for $11,500. We've received a $10,000 cash offer with $1,000 deposit, which I'm liking the $1,000 deposit. We have verified with the bank a statement that they do have money. Their intention, which we're asking the intention of what they're doing with the property, is to build a house, and they can close by January 31st before. $10,000 for Brookside.
And what did we have that listed as?
$11,500.
Oh.
So right there.
Yeah.
That is one of the stipulations in the selling, obviously, is it is residential, and I want it listed to be as such, you know, and I think that's the way.
Well,
Wake County zoning has it shown as well, where it's for residential properties.
In every land contract and every contract that we work on here, even though they send me contracts, I send them back to the agents and say, you must have this stipulations in here that clearly talk about, it's the attorney approved one, about that everything will be approved by city and Franklin Township as far as zoning rules and regulations.
Correct.
And it goes in pretty detail on here.
Okay.
So we don't take offers that don't have this.
Yeah, I just wanted to refresh everybody on that. I mean, I know that, but I wanted to refresh.
So,
and so the residents would be aware of that too. I don't want them thinking of something ugly is coming in their neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to entertain a resolution to accept the offer of $10,000 for, what was the address again?
The address is 3303 Brookside Boulevard.
3303 Brookside. Would someone like to make that motion?
Yeah.
Mr. Horn, is there a second?
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. I'd like a roll call.
Too ready.
Okay. And do you want us?
Yes.
Sorry, would you like to sign these as we're going?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
You want me to sign where I need to sign?
You want to sign them as we're going
to the end? I'm just about to go. I can multitask. I'll try.
Okay.
I'm going to let the new chairman sign it instead of myself here, and it's on the other side, and then we can hand that back to you. On the other side in green. Yep. I'm going to let Ari sign. His first official thing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next property, 3506 Brookside Boulevard. That property is listed for $28,000. We had a verbal at $15,000, and that person, I negotiated them up to $25,000. This offer has no deposit on it. They say that they want to build a house. We do have proof of funds from the bank. That's offer number one. Offer number two on this property, we bidded offer one and two against each other. Mm-hmm. We like money. So I was able to get full price, $28,000, a $1,000 deposit. They're want to build a house, but they've also met with an architect, and they have plans drawn to build some houses in the money back area. It is a real estate broker that I know who they are, and they're pretty serious. They've come out of a different area and want to really come into money back and build a few houses. We do have proof of funds on this. The deposit would be held at the title company, so we can do a quick closing before the end of the month on $28,000, and that would cause that whole area's value to go up the lots.
Like
resolution.
To make a, would someone like to entertain a resolution for the $28,000 offer?
Yes, I'd like to make a resolution that we accept the offer on
3506 Brookside.
It's offer number two.
Offer number two.
Offer number two.
It's going to be resolution 2020-012.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
A second.
Like a roll call?
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
I almost said yes right after you.
I know. It takes a second. I keep wanting to answer before you answer.
Look at the hang of it.
Well, fuck, we may be getting some start on your neighborhood there, Robin.
Sir, sounds here good, and on the back side.
Sounds wonderful, just, sir.
That'd be nice seeing some new houses in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a spark. And a lot of times that's what it takes to start.
I just want them to break ground. I could probably cry about it. I'm decided.
Oh, good.
Okay. Offer number three here is for 0 Lindberg Drive. Our asking price is $5,000. We have a $5,000 cash offer, $1,000 deposit, proof of funds with bank statement. Their intention is to build a house, and they're going to close by the end of the month.
Right.
All right.
Well. No discussion. I'd ask for entertain a motion for a resolution to accept the offer for Sarah Lindberg.
I'd like to make a resolution so moved as such for address. Read that again.
0 Lindberg.
0 Lindberg.
For $5,000.
For $5,000.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Ralph.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Sir. Thank you, sir.
If you and, can't make it in the day, I'm closing.
We have another offer in. It's on 1249 Richter Road. Our current asking price is $9,000 on that property. We kind of put a higher valuation on it, trying to see what we could get. We have a $6,000 cash offer. Their intention is to build eventually, but a neighborhood person wants to buy it for their nephew. Because they want to build him a house to live nearby them, to take care of him. We do have a U.S. bank statement that shows their proof of funds. That's basically where we are with that offer. It's a little bit less.
Mr. Chairman, if I may entertain a discussion.
Yes.
Well, that, excuse me, that would be...
Well, just, John asked for the floor,
okay,
so
okay.
We'll get him for her.
I didn't hear him. He's kind of quiet tonight.
That's okay, no worries.
He was a little close to you last time.
Yeah.
On the properties as such as 1249 Richter Road, we are entertaining and selling these and promoting growth in our community. It didn't sound like to me that there was any guarantee that they would eventually build, because the word eventually was there. Eventually could be 20 years.
Yeah.
Do we wish to see if there's entertain the idea if they're in accepting a different offer if there's one, or come back to this if there's no other offer that someone that may want to currently build versus sit on it?
Mr. Horn?
Well, here's my thing, Gunny. If they plan on keeping it in their family, my thing with the property within the township and the people that have a history that have lived here for a long time and everything, the odds are that their grandson or whoever it is going to live here for a long time also. And having said that, I would rather see it go to someone that prospectively is going. I mean, there's no guarantee that anybody's going to stay forever.
It's not how long
if they have family and all that, it more secures the chance of having a long-term resident in Franklin Township. So having said that, I'd be in favor of going through with the $6,000 cash offer.
And if I rebuttal that, please.
Yeah.
I understand the people that have lived in a township a long time and they have family in there. One of the things that we have been gifted at be able to do with this properties is to bring in new people to our community, as well as people that are currently plans by the 31st to build on it.
This is true.
Versus it just sitting there. Yeah. However, saying that, if we go another 30 days and this property does not sell, we could circle back and let the people know that we would like to have someone give them the first opportunity to come up with a plan and a time that they would put a house on there.
I would be
willing to postpone it for 30 days if they're willing to do that. Laura, with some sort of discussion, yes, you know.
Yeah, probably we should decline the offer. Six is a little bit low. I mean, $7,500 would be better.
Okay.
When we close, if we can get a couple of these in that zip code,
okay,
you know, we've got one that's $9,500. If that'll close by the end of January, then that puts our comps, you know, we can say, hey, another lot has sold for
correct
this amount, which we don't want to drive the price down. We really want to drive the price up.
And I would agree with that.
So that's what our goal is. So we can comfortably decline this offer.
Okay.
And
we need a motion to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we reduce it, we'll give them first opportunity to come back, in all fairness.
That would be great.
All right. So at this time, I'd entertain a motion to decline the offer on 1249 Richter?
Yes.
Richter Road.
So would someone like to make that motion?
I will second that motion.
Yeah.
Oh, so you'll make the motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we decline the offer at this time for 1249 Richter Road.
Is there a second?
Then review it in 30 days. Yeah.
Yeah. Second. Okay. I'll call for a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
So are we putting in the review in 30 days into the motion?
I think we just declined it, and then we'll get back. Yeah,
sure. That way we're open.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Just let her use her discretion, yep, like I would think.
We do have several people interested in the other properties that are listed, that we currently have listed now. We are waiting for Franklin County Zoning to give us some answers, and I encourage them to do their due diligence before they just write an offer. The other thing that we're going to do is we're going to update the taxes. We got the new tax bills, so that they're aware on the lots that we have listed now, because that's one of the biggest questions, what are the taxes? And then I had talked to Mark to the treasurer about, you know, some are showing houses on them still, so we need the taxes changed from that, because they're lots and not houses. So that's something we've had a discussion
about. And you're working with the county auditor on that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so the taxes would change, in even for the township right now, the tax burden that, that's all.
Okay. Gentlemen, are there any questions for Ms. Osterline?
No.
Thank you so much.
Mark, you've been working with Laura on that one piece of property that just recently came up, just to get some ideas of what's on there. You guys have already talked on that.
Yeah, did you want me to?
Well, I didn't really want to say what property it was in an open meeting and et cetera at this point, because it's still up in the air on that. But I was just seeing if you guys had a chance to talk later.
Yes.
I think we should have further discussion about it, because we're getting some missed information, some different information as far as environmental things.
Right, and that's one of the things I wanted to find out. Just gathering first, that gives us an idea of whether or not it would even be doable.
Yep.
Just a point of explanation for the audience. One of the things that the board does is, when in negotiation, those are particularly on property sales or anything else, because that is a contract negotiation, and we don't want our stance revealed to the other side, that is done in an executive session. So that's why that information is not being brought up to the board or to the public at this time, because there is an open negotiation. It is not that we are trying to hide something. It is that we are following the law to make sure that we don't, jeopardize the negotiation process that is happening.
We have the best interest of the township at heart, and it could end up jeopardizing or costing the township more.
And our hope is, I hope that we're pushing forward with getting some more properties so we can get them listed, because I did have a conversation with a title company today that said another township did $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want it to be known. I'm on fire, but I want some.
Well,
we had some money.
We had slowed down a little bit there, Mark and I, Robin and Laura, all decided to, you know, kind of have a meeting and kind of kickstart our deals are
much thank you, Mr. Esterline.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I think we can start tomorrow. Well, yep. I'll let you stay on track with some of that.
I agree. So what I'd like to do is just take a, without objection, I'd like to ask for us to move up an item on the agenda here with Lieutenant Ratliff and the police department. Okay. So without objection, I'd like to hand it over to our fiscal officer and Lieutenant Ratliff for the next point of the agenda.
Yeah. I'm going to read resolution 2020-020-0110. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the police chief, in this case our lieutenant, Dave Ratliff, to present Franklin High School graduate Marina. Is that how you say it? Meg. With a check in the amount of $1,000 to go towards her college education at Ohio State University.
All right.
Good much.
Go ahead. Well, I just want to get the resolution passed real quick. So I'd like to entertain that resolution.
Yes.
Second?
I'll second.
You'll make it?
I'll make it. I'd like to make a resolution. Are we accepting or extending? The extending of $1,000 to, I don't have the name, May. Or right here it is.
May.
Just Miss May.
Miss May.
Mang.
Men?
M-A-N-G.
M-A-N-G.
Mang.
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 I apologize.
I do too.
If there's no further discussion on the matter.
I'd like to ask for a second.
Yes.
There's a second. I'll do a roll call.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
All right. Now, Lieutenant Ratliff.
Board of Trustees, along with the Franklin Township Police Department, through funding through our electronic speed enforcement program, we give out scholarships to students. We've given 8 this year, and we're going to continue it next year. So that way we see the education with the kids in the schools that we work with and that live in our township. To help them get computers or different things like that to get them started in their education. So I'd be proud to present you with this check for $1,000 and hope it helps you out in your...
We can have you guys come back here.
John, can you pull your water bottle back? I don't want
to suck my stomach in.
I don't know whose it is. It wasn't mine.
Okay. There you go. Sorry. And we'll do another picture.
Am I on the floor?
No.
I remember her. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Picture.
Congratulations.
Dave, get up there with the board.
Okay. Get next to the room here.
You want to sit on my lap?
I'm getting close to it. Cheese. Very good.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Appreciate it. Takes me a second to get used to your style.
We'll get it. I'm like, that way you're busy making it. I'll ask for it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'd like to continue with the original agenda. I'll move to resolutions.
20-001, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the road superintendent to erect a no semi truck entrance / parking sign on the Westport Road of Lincoln Park Court and Nationwide Boulevard in the Havenwood Townhouse Community. Enforcement will begin on March 1st, 2020.
Is there a motion from a board member?
It's a resolution.
A resolution.
It's a resolution. So I would second that.
Wait, you'll make the resolution.
Do you want me to say
I read the resolution.
Read the resolution? Okay.
As you say, she just read it.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just ask for a second.
So it would be so moved
just,
as.
Yeah, I'll just ask for a second. Yeah.
Okay, ask for a second.
I'll second.
And then she calls for roll.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 20-002. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to retain the regular biweekly meeting of the Board of Trustees to be conducted on every other Thursday at 6:30 p.m.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, just open it up for discussion. Trustee Fletchman.
Do
how does that work for everybody else? I know one time we had it at 6:30, we had it at 6. What's your thoughts, Chairman?
I'm okay with the date. So it's we had the draft dates here from Administrator Potts. I think it. I'm okay with this for the time being, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I've got that email.
We tried the other way. If it ain't broke, we'll fix it.
Right. Well, some of these are subject to change, sir,
yes,
whenever we have something on the same date.
I think everything's good.
Yeah.
Everybody's good with 6:30.
We can at least get this locked in. If we need to make changes, we can
sure
do that.
Modify it.
So if there's no other discussion, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Here's a second on the floor. Can I have a roll call?
Ralph?
Yeah.
Murray?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Potts, if you'll just get these posted.
We'll get these posted. The one change I put in what was proposed would be that on the 2 months where there are three Thursdays, it will only be the first and the last Thursday.
Okay.
So, but that can always be subject
we can,
to change.
We can update that. Cool.
Okay, resolution 20-003, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the fiscal officer paid on the first of each month.
Is there any discussion?
Subject be to, that may change. She may ask for it to be changed.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, can I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 20-004, be resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the trustees to be paid on the last period of each month.
Hearing no discussion, can I have a second?
This is the same as we've done, correct?
Yes. Second. I'll do a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 20-005, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, that the board approves to authorize the fiscal officer to move the funds within each department as deemed appropriate to pay bills and payroll.
Hearing no discussion, I ask for a second.
I'll second. Or Ralph Horn, second.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I'll give it to Ralph.
Have a roll call.
Mm-hmm. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Resolution 20-006, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to authorize the fiscal officer to pay all reoccurring invoices without resolution, which is monthly, quarterly, annual, and things like that. That's what we had last year.
Any discussion from the board? Hearing none, can I ask for a second?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just discussion quick. It's the same as what we've done before, correct? It's just,
I just have to reread it every first of the year.
Sure, no worries. Mm-hmm. I would second that if there's no other discussions.
Call for a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Resolution 20-007. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves payroll ending on December 27th, when we had no meeting, in the amount of $428,784.71, and bills in the amount of $193,551.08, for a total of $622,335.79, from check number 61237 to check number 61883, electronic check 352 through 370.
Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, is there a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
All
right.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 20-008, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves payroll ending on January 10th, 2020, in the amount of $303,986.48, and bills in the amount of $22,675.58, from check number 61869 to check number 61990.
Could you reread those first numbers?
Mm-hmm. Sure. January 10th, 2020, in the amount of $303,986.48, and bills in the amount of $22,675.58.
Is that two payments? It's a $300 payment, and then it's another payment?
Isn't it $303,000?
Because you got 100, you didn't say 1,000 in there. That's a cheap payroll.
That's probably the total. Robin, is it the 303, the total for the payroll and the bills?
But, I mean, it's listed on the report.
Typo or something there because the.
I'll see some.
Problems. I didn't let it.
Payroll was 99,000.
No, there's two sheets because it was broken in 2 months. We had the December the 25th through December 31st, and then they had to run a whole other report for January. Okay. So I had to add the two of them together.
Oh, so you added last December's and January's together?
No, I added where the pay period started on December the 26th through the 7th. So we had two reports because one was in December and one was in January.
Oh, I see what you did. So that's for the whole total was the 300
for the 2 weeks.
86. Mm-hmm. Okay, 48. That's the total of payroll and the bills.
So it's 303,000.
Yeah, $303,986.48.
Okay. Was the total
wrong place? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, if there's no other question or comments, can I ask for a second?
Yes, second.
Gentlemen, that is all of the resolutions that we have so far.
Lori?
Yes.
John?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, and we have rolled over into temporary. I do have some of the appropriations, of course, to do the payroll, and some of these bills that needed to get out. And tomorrow I'm going to start finishing up the revenue putting in. I do have my certificate, so I'm going by the certificate. And then I'll have that for the board when we... at the next meeting.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I got a question. You have here, did you see the notes for, never mind. When you and I talked, wasn't there going to be a resolution for a class for Mary Reinhart?
That's coming.
Oh, that's, yep, he's going to
okay, gotcha. Okay.
Fiscal officer, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Were you going to put... We had discussed, we'd received the proposal from Pete Griggs that I put in the last meeting's folder, and we were going to renew that contract, I think.
Oh, to recontract? So do you have that resolution?
I put it in the last one. So, okay.
We need to have a resolution, and that will probably be 2015-14 by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to recontract with Brocious, Johnson, and Griggs as our Franklin Township
attorney. Yeah. We had this language in our folder last week.
Yes.
Our last meeting.
Get a chance to
Was there any discussion?
No.
Hearing none, I ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mm-hmm. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, thank you, Mr. Potts. All right. Well, I will bring up Lieutenant Ratliff for a report from the police department, if there is any.
There is any.
All right.
It's doing okay.
Any questions from the board for the police department?
None for me.
All right. Mr. Warren?
Actually, I don't have anything new. Of course, we want to go ahead and proceed on our community outreach. What are you asking for?
Just for the police department.
Oh, for the police.
Any questions?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
This time, we'll bring up our sheriff's deputies from the Franklin County Sheriff's Department if you have a report or update.
Just real quick, wanted to give an update. As of January 1, our unit was incepted in August 2017. And, as we've grown and developed, we kind of constantly reevaluate where our efficiency lies. So when we came in, obviously took what we call Zone 3, and that encompasses Prairie, Pleasant, Franklin, and Jackson townships. So as we went on, I discovered I definitely picked the busiest zones. And I did that on purpose because I did most of my patrol time out here. But within that, Prairie is obviously very, very busy. So what we found is that, it would be more efficient if we kind of reestablished boundaries. So, as of the first of the year, I keep Prairie Township and I kind of go north into like Brown, Norwich, and Washington. And we just added Deputy Carter to our unit in the month of December. So, moving forward, Deputy Carter will be taking my place here. So I'll kind of turn it over to him. I thank you guys for, working. I'll still be over here, but, in an official capacity, Deputy Carter's your man.
Thank you.
Changing just like we did.
I'm Deputy Travis Carter. I've been with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office for 19 years. I've been out on patrol for now 13 years and about 10 years actually here in Franklin Township on first shift. So I do know the area pretty well. I may know some of you. Obviously, if I don't, I like to get to know you as time goes on. So so hopefully this is a growing situation for me as well. So hopefully we'll get along real well. Okay, so just for quick stats, this is from 12/26 of 19 to 1/9 of 2020. We've had 6 drug-related calls. That's minus 1 from 2 weeks ago. Those included Eastbrook Drive on January 5th, Harrisburg Pike on 12/30, Geneva Road 12/29, Westport Drive 12/29, Stimmel Road of 12/28, and Broad and Philippi intersection of 12/29. Burglaries and B&Es. Those were 6 from the same time frame. That is 3 from 2 weeks ago. Those specifically are Hague Avenue, 12/28, and Westfield times 2. That was on January 3rd and January 7th. Stolen vehicles, which we had a pretty good increase from last time of 8. We had 13, and again, that's plus 8 from the last time. We had 3 stolen vehicles from Knob Hill, 2 from King Edward Court, 1 from Westport, all up in the Havenwood area. Brown Road, we had 3 of those. And those 3 were from 12/26 to January 3rd. We had a separate one on December 30th. Had one off of Rosemont and one off of Fisher. Absolutely.
In one of the past meetings, we talked about don't leave your car running because it's colder and start up. Is a spike in some of those, or does it show that data if that's what some of the cases are?
Based on the dates, yes. Most people leave their cars running, especially in the Havenwood area. It seems like that's where a lot of it is. And the Brown Roads, those were the gas station. Right there off of Brown Road.
You go, leave it running, go yep. in to pay or get a soda and someone jumps in.
Yep. So that's where most of those are coming from. So with that too, we're kind of big on make sure you don't leave property in plain sight. Make sure you tuck it away so don't give bad guys money to look at when they walk by your car. Let's see, where am I? Then with that, we also had recovered stolen vehicles. We had 3 this time. That is a increase of 3. One off of Brown Road, one off of King Edward Court, and one off of Harrisburg Pike. Now, this is something that I added to the criteria here. Weapon-related runs, we had 10 of those from this time period. Harrisburg Pike on 12/28, one off of Hyatt on 12/29. Florence had 3 of those. And I looked into that. Those were mainly a gentleman who has mental health issues. He's running around with a BB gun. All 3 of those are on 12/28. Had one off of Knob Hill on 12/26. Sherwood Forest on January 1st. Westport on January 1st. King Edward on January 6th. And one off of Broad Street on January 4th. Had thefts. Had 22, that's an increase of 14 from 2 weeks ago. 5 of those on Brown Road, and 5 of those are off of Harrisburg.
Did you say thefts?
No, thefts.
Oh, thefts.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yes, I can see. Any questions?
Sir? I got a question. And I also, Lieutenant, this is kind of for you. I had a couple people approach me and ask, is there anything that we can do about the panhandlers on 2 different locations? They stand in the middle of the island on Wilson and Broad, mm-hmm. and the same thing, we're seeing it in the turn lanes on Broad and Philippi. It's, I mean, we're all busy anyways.
And Wilson and Sullivan.
Yeah.
not our territory.
Well, and Lieutenant, if you have anything to add to this, as far as, so City of Columbus, when there are misdemeanor crimes, it goes to the City of Columbus.
Right.
And the City of Columbus has stated that they're not going to prosecute Panhandle.
So my question would be, and the reason I said in those particular areas, it's in the medium. They're in the medium. Mm-hmm. Is that in itself a different offense, being in the medium?
If they walk out to get money while they're panhandling, that is a crime.
So that's what we're seeing. Is there anything that we can do as far as reporting this, that we're seeing quite a bit of that?
You've got to get rid of your homeless camps.
Get rid of the homeless camps.
We worked on that. We went out right there, and it's
right
a problem. I don't know, but I mean, that's where it stems from. They literally go out of there.
Cross over, yes. Yeah.
Anything else to that?
Any questions? Other questions on the board?
You mentioned on Eastbrook Drug. We have a block watch in that area. Do you normally get addresses or anything like that, or just say that?
We try not to give specific addresses. Okay. Obviously, we want to leave personal information out like that, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. I just wonder, because we could watch, you know.
Well, absolutely. I would just, if there's any suspicious activity of any kind, just call in. Let us come investigate. And if nothing comes out of it, great. If we get a bad guy off the streets, that's even better.
Yeah. I just thought if we knew which house we were watching, you know, that we could, you know, help you out a little bit. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, Deputy Carter, we're looking forward to working with you and welcome you to our township again. Welcome back. And Deputy Ronk, it's been great having you. We hope you're not, you know, too far out. We like having you out here, too. Yeah, and if we can get both of you out here, that's even better.
We are. One of the things that I did want to make sure of is we had had our, I guess you might call it our community liaison, David Pollack, Sergeant Pollack. And he and myself have been mutt and calf running around all the block watches and everything. So will you be able to carry on to help us with some of
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Have you discussed any of it with Sergeant Pollack yet? Or?
Not quite yet. Okay. We've had some different scheduling, okay. But I'll get to
that. Okay. Contact. I would appreciate it. I wanted to just kind of make sure that we're kind of going to have the same type of relationship. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so
hopefully
much.
Hopefully, maybe better too.
He didn't even catch that.
So I just got my county phone. So once I'm ordering cards now. So
okay.
Great.
Transitions. We being the county sheriff, so this will entail that this is a city problem, because where I live, I'm in the township. Back behind me is the city, and I'm very concerned about a house that's right on the corner of Macklin and Fisher. There's a lot of traffic in there. They're always changing cars.
Something strange is going on.
There's all kinds of things going on that I don't think should be going on. I've seen it for many years, but I didn't know what to do about it.
So is that the one that had the swimming pool at one time that's not?
Had the swimming pool and had to be.
It would be on the west side of Macklem.
And I've been concerned about that for a long time.
Right there on the corner. It'd be on the corner of Fisher. Mm-hmm. And if you're going west, it would be then on the the west side.
Is there any particular time of day? All hours?
Well, at 8:30 in the morning when I used to go to work, at 8 o'clock there was traffic, and when I come home, there was at least five cars there.
I thought they were giving out Tim Horton coffee.
And you know, it was just different times a day. You know, then I can see, then they move in and they move out, and then they have another car in with a new license plate, a 30-day tag on it. Then they have two of them sitting out there with no tags on them. There's something fishy going on in Denmark.
So, folks, just want to keep the meeting moving. So, Thank you guys so much for coming. And
Mr. Chairman, just want to, could you, Lieutenant, could you make sure Carter has Homer block watch schedules, things like that?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm going to get him with Dave's contact information. But obviously, he has a new phone. Are you not using the other one?
I'm kind of switching back and forth.
Send me your number.
I got to transfer contacts over.
Just send me your number and I'll send it.
All right.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We'll bring up our fire department next. Chief Welch?
I don't have anything. Congratulations to the new board, new seats, new positions.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck.
We're very busy right now. We're in our busy season for fire department. As you can see, the trucks are running out the door constantly right now.
Did you have anything that you wanted to discuss, or are you going to try to work on a levy renewal or anything? Did you want to mention that yet? Or?
Right now, we're in the midst of planning on how we're going to get our levy information out to the public.
Okay.
But we are putting one in March. I want to let everybody know that. March is a new primary. The federal government changed it, so we're not hiding anything. And it's, you know,
would you care to share that with that you have? What, how you're going to approach it or anything yet? I mean,
yeah, we're still thinking about the best way to word it and to educate people. But what we're going to do and what's on the ballot is we're going to pull back all of our old levies, which I believe is about 24 mils, and we want to replace it with our new levies, which is going to be at 19.5 mils. And what that does, that lets us go township wide, quote unquote. So anything else in our old boundaries since 2003 will now be Franklin Township once again. So we're spreading the cost throughout everybody.
And Chief, if I may, and the best another way to do to analyze what he just said. Basically, if you've annexed your property into the township from the township into the city since 2002, then they would be subject. It would be up to the vote of the public. Do we want to put more fish back in the pond to help pick up the cost of what it costs? Every time we have a business or someone leave the township, it's the burden's on us.
But what this does allows us to take the opportunity to do what the Ohio state government allows us to do and go township wide, and it's spreading the cost out. So I think it's the right way to go for us.
Yes.
Because it hurts us every time we lose something, but yet we still run to those same places because mutual aid, we're the closest station.
Assistant Chief Adams, anything to report?
No, sir. Just our Narcan training that we're doing for the public on the 22nd at the firehouse. We're having another one of those for everybody, which Ari put together with us. We had a really good Christmas. We supported a couple families here locally in the township through the union. I'm speaking on their behalf. We gave out quite a bit of money to make sure people had some good Christmases throughout the township. So we're real proud of that. We actually just delivered some things over to East Franklin Elementary yesterday. That's going to help with the PTA over there for some of our local kids. That's all.
Great.
One final thing for me, anyway, is we had made the inspection on those two houses on Eastville Drive that had the roofs and caves, et cetera.
Absolutely. Last thing I talked to, and I talked to Mark about this, I handed over to Franklin County Building Department.
Okay.
And Rick Irby is supposed to be handling that.
Okay.
I haven't followed up with him the last couple of months. I believe Mark was going
to
do that.
We really need to get to work on that. I mean, trash and rodents and, I mean, everything, any and everything. Let's kind of make that a priority, Mark, and maybe you and I can take I mean, I'm getting an awful lot of complaints, you know, from the area generally. I mean, I see the works down there feasting and, you know, everything. So,
two properties.
Jim had tried to help us out there and got a couple of dump truck loads of garbage out of there, and then he run into all the drug paraphernalia and everything. So, I mean, to me, that thing should be listed as some kind of public emergency or something, I would think. I mean, it's ugly there.
Dangerous.
So I think we need to make a special effort to get that bad boy moved quickly.
You and I will be reaching back out to Rick.
Yeah. We'll get on that next week, Mark. Okay.
Great. Thank you. Roads Department. Jim Stevens, you're up.
Here's our cast.
I think you guys already took care of what I was needing.
Yes, we read the resolution.
Yes, you did, Mother. this is in regards to the resolution that was read earlier. Just kind of an explanation of why I've asked for this resolution. as you know, that we were able to obtain a substantial grant for some repaving over in the Havenwood complex, which I'm happy to say they have planned to actually start doing the paving this spring. I think they're waiting to, since it's going to be such a huge project in the way that it's going to be done, it will be a headache. But they're waiting for school to get out because of the majority of it is going to be done. And there's so the amount of school buses and COTA buses. Mark, you got yours?
I listened to that.
Yeah. This has been an ongoing issue. Is there anything that we can do as far as just having them towed?
Well, no, not right now, not yet. Now that we've kind of put the ball in motion by passing the resolution, if you look at the pictures, these roads are getting continually tore up. Since they tore out the old apartments down there, unfortunately, this area sits within Prairie Township, the majority of this does.
It is.
Yeah, the majority of this all sits within Prairie Township.
To the back.
Yeah, where they tore the old apartments out and they left the parking areas. Well, now the residents that live in that area are pulling in semi-trucks and dumping trailers, and it's just a mess. Yeah. But it's the weight of the trucks. I don't think it is a very good idea, once the new paving is done, to still allow trucks to even be on these roads.
Correct.
Because that's going to be a total waste of money. And if you're looking at these pictures, the entrances to these parking areas, you can see where the trucks with the trailers, they cut it shy, mm-hmm. and they're going up over the curbs and tearing it off. Well, all the way down through here, if you go to the mapping, the map that I put out, all the way down through there on the gold color of the road, in the gold of the roads that are going to be repaved, that's going to have sidewalks on both sides of the street, all the way down through there. So the trucks are going to be driving up over there and crushing the sidewalks, and then that's going to be on us to repair.
So by any chance, have you talked to anyone over in Prairie?
Mark and I talked about this yesterday. I did speak with the road superintendent over in Prairie, and Dave and I are really good friends, and I told him what I was going to propose, and he wanted me to just let him know what it is that they would need to do. And okay. We needed to make the first step.
So my question would be, Mr. Chairman, if I may,
yep.
is if when the way they enter there off of Old Sullivan, are we statutory allowed to put up a sign that says no trucks?
I can't. It wouldn't be a very good idea to put anything coming off of Old Sullivan onto Industrial Mile because of all the businesses down Industrial Mile.
But at some point, beyond a certain point.
If you look on this map that I've got, and you guys are coming in off of Old Sullivan and you're heading east on Industrial Mile, as soon as you turn left onto Westport Road,
right
here would be the first sign.
Okay.
We can do that because Franklin Township has got an area there on Westport Road that's within our township. And then as you can see where I've highlighted with the red marker, that's Prairie Township.
Right,
so
right.
We designate what actually starts to come in on that roadway. So we can put a sign at the entrance, as Lisa read them off, at the entrance of any of these roads coming off of Old Sullivan, or off Industrial Mile, and then also off of Georgesville Road. That would not allow any semis at all back into that area that's going to be repaved.
So my question would be twofold. One, what could we do if they're just parked there, or do we have anything that we can do? Two, the owner of the properties, is this still owned by?
There's two different owners of the property right
okay.
now. Where the new apartments are at. Actually, we spoke about this and. Mark and I were going to reach out and talk to the actual owners of the property. Mm-hmm. If they give permission to having people trespass out there, then there's not an issue whatsoever.
So, if I may, a suggestion on that, if we get the authority to act on that as the agency, if they sign off, can we, and once we do this once, would we have the right to be able to then have it towed through our company that we contract with?
You should be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about if they're trespassing?
Well, if they're parked, if it's just parked sitting there, like what I'm seeing in these photos, there's many semis sitting here.
I know, but that's private property.
Oh, that's a few there. I'll see them on the weekend.
Right, right.
But what I'm
saying, if I may, sir. But what I'm saying is, looking at these pictures and seeing how I see it, if we have the authority that is given to us by the actual owner of property on record, actions that we would be able to take is, one, by removing such vehicles, and then the owner can recover it at their own expense through our agency that we currently contract with. Is that correct?
I would suggest, if I can say something. One, we can cite them when we have them moving. Jeff Francis would definitely set up there and cite them guys like crazy. But once they hit the private property, we'd have to individually mark that car for 72 hours before we could tow it. But if they went with a tow company that posted one of the tow away zone signs,
like,
they could come right onto the property.
Like that one right there?
Yeah. If that company was aggressive, or we could even call that tow company, hey, you got to tow someone that's
sure.
parked there, they could do it instantly.
Right. And I think that's where we're going to see is, that was the point I'm trying to get to. I worked with the Waffle House on 900 Wilson Road. We used to have a tremendous amount of semi-traffic.
All the time.
All the time. Now there's none. There's very few. I mean, occasionally. And that was one of the biggest things. Once word got out that they towed them, and they came out and their vehicle was gone, it makes
it... You've got experience in that. I'd like to nominate John to look into that and get rid of them trucks.
It's going to be Mark, and it's actually going to end up being Mark and Jim.
That's what we're going to do, and that's the reason why in the resolution it read as of March 1st.
Uh-huh.
Since the resolution was actually, or it's going to be enforced starting March 1st, that's why we read the resolution now, which is going to give us a time frame to meet with the...
with Prairie Township.
Yeah, Prairie Township. They're, you know, the people that own the property owner's on file. And we can let everybody what's going on. Plus, we're also going to have to get in touch with the management from Havenwood and the management from the other apartment complex. To that way, they can get it out to their residents, stating, as of March 1st, no more. If a semi is brought in and Jeff sees it, you know, entering, then that's one story. Or if it is in there and a tow company's involved, then we'll be able to get them towed out of there. But ultimately,
as busy as you're going to get, it's coming up soon. Would you mind following up some on that?
I can follow up with Mark, and if we need to, I'll be happy to go to any meetings that you may have.
Maybe kind of help him do a little leg work.
And Chairman, if that's fine with you.
Lieutenant Ratliff had a comment.
You may have another option. I don't know as a township if you can do it, but like Columbus has parking. Semis cannot park in any residential neighborhoods for more than, I think it's like an hour or two, and then it can be towed. I don't know if you guys can pass a resolution or not, but if you do that, then our car, we can take care of it. Okay, it's not a problem.
We've already put no parking all the way up and down West.
Right, no, but if they make a
for
parking,
semis, I see what you're saying.
Like a parking,
there's a resolution states that you can, in Franklin Township wide, you
Mark's
cannot.
Mark's going to look into it, see if we can do it.
Yeah.
Then we can address it in your neighborhoods, too.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
No problem.
All right.
Great job on cleaning the snow.
Yeah. Of course, we built a new salt barn, but all the salt didn't have no snow.
At least we have somewhere to put it.
Yeah, that's right.
Now we're just getting ready for a monsoon.
All right, move to the fiscal department.
I have nothing. I already told you about we rolled
in. Cool. Robin, do you have anything?
I do.
Okay.
Real quick. I don't like to bring this up in a meeting, but I feel like I have to. There seems to be an issue of where I've been parking my car. Okay, so let me finish. There's two matters, in fact, here that I was going to leave one of them private, but I can't because it continues to be a conversation. The reason I'm parked where I am, it's not to thumb my nose at the board, which I heard was the case, is because I have two issues. One, I struggle with the parking because it's so tight with as large of a vehicle as I have. So I try my best to park over there when I can. If there's cars in there where I feel like I might bump somebody, I put myself on the west side of the island. The second is I've been recently diagnosed with a chronic illness. It's debilitating, and eventually I will have trouble walking. Okay? That's the part I didn't want the public to know, but I feel like someone on this board keeps harassing me about where I'm parking.
If I may interject, sir.
So I'm not done. And I feel like I'm here to do a job, and I come every day to do it. The board said we could no longer park on the east side of this building. So I followed the rule of the board. I talked to Mark as the administrator to say, is it a problem if I park on the west side of the island? He's the administrator. He said, no, Robin, I think it's fine. I said, if anything comes up, let me know. But I'm not thumbing my nose at the board, and I felt really hurt by that because I try to do a good job when I'm here. When someone on this board doesn't trust me or automatically assumes the negative about me, it's very frustrating. Because I feel like I've helped Lisa tremendously to get ourselves up and into a good place with our bills and our payroll and staying timely. But when it's a trust factor and I'm here every day and I'm here on time and I stay over and I don't charge the township and I don't take my lunch and I don't take breaks, I do what I'm asked to do. But I constantly feel like somebody's watching and feels like I'm breaking the rules. And I'm just letting the board know that I don't think that that's necessary. I'm an adult. I'm almost 50, and if you have issues or concerns about my performance, you can check with the administrator and or my supervisor. Thank you.
I talked to Mr. Potts and asked him if it was fine with him if they would want to move her sign to where she parks now, if it's okay with the board, because then it's easier to get in the long, she's parking parallel versus pulling in, that would be good. And then the other thing is putting up a sign closer, we could do that as well.
Well, first, I'm sorry that you've been diagnosed with something and that you had to bring something to the board.
Yes, and we discussed that it extremely hurtful about it, Robin. I personally have no intention of mentioning anything, you know.
I also want to acknowledge that Administrator Potts briefed, sent over an email to update us on some of the parking regulations to be ADA compliant, and we are moving forward with his recommendation and his discretion.
You know, we went ahead, we had a discussion the other day, Mark and I, and, you know, and Robin as well. So we're in agreement, I think, or at least I am.
I think
that
we're
we need
all
to
in
get
agreement.
Her from the door closest.
Well, Administrator Potts is working on it.
Yes.
Correct.
And he'll be moving forward on that.
Be,
and I'm sorry that you had to bring this up.
We request, we are requesting.
Taken care of.
I would think it would be something like employee handicap spot or something to that effect.
Well, even if we. I made a suggestion that if we just put her sign back up, because if it's handicapped and she gets here, she goes to lunch, and someone else is parked in that spot, granted, she can use a handicap outside of here.
We can do a staff handicap spot.
Right, but what I'm saying is, why don't we just bring her sign up so that there is no chance if there's court or something, she goes out at lunch, she comes back, she has her spot guaranteed.
I think Mark will act to make sure we're ADA compliant and follow the law, and I think we'll go from there. All right, so I'm going to move on. Mr. Fleshman, you have the agenda next.
I have nothing at this time.
Right. Mr. Horn.
No, good shape. Just look forward to seeing everybody out in the neighborhood this summer. So
yeah.
I won't forget where you live and stuff. Still trying to pick up some trash
spring.
Here and there.
Ralph, it is going to be 60 this weekend, but it's not summer yet.
No, it's not summer. I haven't got my yard cleaned up yet.
So the one thing I wanted to just bring up, at which Chief Adams brought up, we have the naloxone training on the 22nd at Station 192. This will be in conjunction with Franklin County Public Health. We'll be giving away free doses of naloxone, or Narcan, as it's commonly known. There'll be a quick training, and we'll be able to give those out. We did it last time. I think we gave out almost 30 doses. It's great. It's open to anyone in the community. So we encourage you to attend. So please do that.
Where's it located?
That is at Station 192, which is at 4100 Sullivan.
Okay, thank you.
At Sullivan, Georgesville.
The box that we got last year, if we did not use it, is it still good? I didn't even...
She'd say on the box, we usually have a 2-year shelf life.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Administrator Potts.
Okay, I've got two things on the agenda I wanted to bring up. The Ohio Township Association Winter Conference, and I passed out information on your folders, is taking place in downtown Columbus February 5th through the 8th.
We'll need to have who's going so we can have that ready.
So if there's a desire to have individuals go from the township, I'd like the board to discuss that. Also, it was brought to our attention that recently there was a opinion from the state auditor's office that a new incoming township fiscal officer may be able to go there, and if the board did if a board, I should say, decided to fund that person going, it would not show up as a, it would still be a proper public purpose.
Sure.
So there has been a request, I know, from Ms. Reinhart, the incoming fiscal officer, to attend this, but that would be the discretion of the board whether or not they would want to.
So I am not planning on attending the conference. I would like to go to the legislative reception at the $15 ticket. Mr. Horn, are you planning on attending the conference this year?
I have to get back with you. I'll see what my schedule. I've been before you've been off.
Okay.
I will have to. Mr. Chairman, I've been going to these for the last 6 years and taking different courses, and it's been helpful. I'm going to look at their courses and see if it's anything redundant that I've went through.
I have not seen the schedule yet.
I have not.
Do you want us to tentatively get you a membership so we can move a resolution in case you do decide to go?
Okay. Yes, but you know, if we could do that.
Okay. Robin, did you want to attend this year?
Because there is the ethics training under the fiscal department for February the 5th. I'm just not sure because there's a bigger conference that comes up in April.
Yeah.
I think it's the.
Do you want us to with John tentatively approve it now in case you want to go?
Okay. And I'll look at because I think the closer it gets, then the more information will become available.
Okay.
For the conference, because there is the hours for the ethics training that would probably be very helpful.
Okay.
And
Robin's going to attend that, she can inform me, and then we don't waste your township money.
And Administrator Potts, you were planning on attending as well?
I was.
Okay.
And then it's opened usually to our department heads if they wish to go.
Mr. Chairman, I know it's been in the past, I've even been here with Mr. Stevens, and we've found different vendors or looked at different vehicles, things of that nature.
We can send out maybe a memo and find out who's going to go. So
let's do this. Since we're not going to have a meeting for another 2 weeks, what if we authorize a not to exceed $300 for registrations? And
well, for the fiscal officer coming in, she's not a member, so it's going to start out at $100.
I think she's considered.
She's considered a member according to OTA.
She's elected already.
Yeah.
We haven't paid dues for her yet.
She should be covered, but we can double check. Maybe $400 if we not to exceed $400 for registration fees.
OTA members are $65.
OTA members are $65. Mm-hmm. So that would be like Chairman or former Chairman Fleshman, and you would have the $15. I forget if I'm considered an OTA member. I
should be.
I think you are. I think we all are.
I think we all would be. Mm-hmm. So if the guys wanted to go from the road department, just say $500 is what I would suggest, and that way we would make sure we would be.
I'll make a resolution for registration cost to the 2020 Ohio Township Association Winter Conference not to exceed $500 to cover staff and elected officials.
Yeah, that may even be less than that when we talk.
Oh, yeah.
Not to exceed.
Yeah. Can I ask for a second?
I'll second.
Let's do a roll call.
Hey, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
The next thing I wanted to bring up, and I think it's in your packet as well, is on 1/16/20, the Franklin.
Next week, I think.
Next week. The Franklin County Township Association will be having their annual dinner at the casino.
I heard John's going to run for president of that.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Ralph and I were going to nominate you over there.
What was I running for?
President of OTA there.
Oh, it's funny you say that. If I don't show up, someone's going to say, what was that?
You better believe if you don't show up, we're nominating you. That's the most thankless job.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, Chad had called me 3 or 4 times. I said, no, I'm not doing it, Chad. I'm done with
it. Yeah, Chad wanted to talk to me.
And has he contacted you?
Oh, we've talked many times.
Not only that.
I'm going to call Chad, tell him you'd be great at this.
Yeah, sure.
So are you going to nominate him, Ari?
So what's the report? Sorry.
No problem.
So if I take out an hour of sleep a day and then switch it over to that.
So report would be.
Mark can do it.
I can take care of it. So the report would be that it's $35 a person who is non-elected. So the elected officials who would attend would be free.
Yes.
So I asked for a table of eight for our township. So depending on which out of the elected officials.
Robin and I would like to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm planning on attending.
So it'd be free. You're going to go?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
So there would be four other.
Jim, are you going to go this time?
I don't know if I'm going to go to this one. I've been to every other one.
So we've got a table of eight with four elected officials, Robin, and we will determine who the other three are. So I would ask for, I wish I could do math quickly in my head, it'll be $35 times four, $140 to pay for this.
Well, yeah. I'll make a resolution for the Franklin County Township a meeting on 1/16/2020, not to exceed $200. Can I ask for a second?
I'll second that.
Do a roll call.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I will work anything on else? Getting these done.
So anything else for us to report out? All right. We'll do speaker cards.
There is none.
No speaker cards. Okay. Any questions from the audience? All right. Seeing none, ask for a second for a motion for adjournment.
A second.
So moved. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Take care, huh? Because, you know, I used to be able to have a second.
You'll see you next time.
And now, like, the county, we're adjourned. I'm like,
that easy?
Because if it's on the agenda. I am sorry if it came across that way. That was not my intent. I didn't come to you and talk to you. That was not my intent. But I understand that that was not it. If you heard the conversation, I know. But I've already been, that's why I spoke up and said, can I say something? It's because I was wanting, as you hear, bring your side of the cell. Because, do you see what I'm saying? If you go out for lunch and come back, that's your spot. We can still put up a handicap, but anyone can park there. So I apologize if I came off the wrong way. When I was here the one day, I asked whether two cars were there because there was no one here. And then I said something about, is Robin not parking over there? And then we walked out there and she's like, yeah, it's going to be difficult to get in there. At that time, I said, well, why don't you put a sign over here so she has a sign over here? So I apologize if it came the wrong way. I don't know how, but, you know, I'm sorry. So, but my, just this emails going back and forth amongst the board, we all were not in compliance, but all agreeing to whatever we needed to do to do that. I even said something in regards to, does she come in the back door? And I said, no, she comes in the front. Because I was going to designate that last spot, so you have the door right there. But they said you come in the side door, and I'm like, well, what's yours?
I mean, I've been, because that's where originally I was parking.
Where would you want
it? I will comply wherever you
want. No. What is this for you? Back here or there?
I know everybody keeps saying we're going to put you up here. We're going to put you up here.
Where would you rather?
I could be right here. I could be in either place.
But what would you desire? Do you like coming in the back door or side door?
I prefer the side door because I can see who's out here. Like last night,
then put your spot the first door.
Because last night there was a white car out front. Mark and I get out in front of Japan and park it on last night. Wandering around.
Then if the front
is out there wandering around, and he didn't know what he. I don't think he thought he was in the city of Columbus.
Like, Mark, there's a man out here.
So that's Mark. I still think that, I mean, even being the compatible, the whatever you just called it, what is it called?
ADA compliant?
Right. But if we do just take her aside and move it on here, where Aaron.